Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And today's show, we're going to be talking about, about our conference that's happening right as we speak. And also then we're going to talk about using sound for pain and sound for sleep as well. Might mute your guest speaker there. Okay. So our intention is that everybody might be pain-free, and I won't say sleep-free, and has plenty of sleep, right? And able to sleep completely on the threshold of changing everything, right? But first, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen here. We've got, of course, the conference that I'll be talking about that's happening right now. Actually, there's presentations going on as we speak, and a really cool presentation coming up here at 6 p.m. Pacific time with Judy Satori, who's like a total light being that does light language, right? So I'll talk more about that. But also with the conference, there's free playback for the whole conference. It's been going on since Wednesday every day. There's free playback for 2 weeks. And you can go to globesoundhealingconference.com and check out more details there where you can register. We also have a free sound healing workshop and open house this Sunday, not this Sunday, Sunday, December 5th at the Institute here in Sausalito. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll be doing many heart-opening sound meditations. So even if you're not interested in classes, come for the experience. And then we have our Sound Healing and Therapy Certificate Program at the Institute starts again January 19th. And you can actually start the online portion anytime. It's all about how sound affects you at all levels. And it's about actually being able to set up your own practice, understand how sound works in the universe based on vibration, and also how to get really high and activated and really calm and peaceful with sound and vibration. So you can do it and also show others or do treatments with others to bring them into that state. So that's January 19th. If you're not local, you can start the online program anytime. And its next start time is this Tuesday, the 16th, or the following Tuesday, the 23rd of November. And it works really well. We've got a lot of people in the online classes, and we've been doing it online for 20 years, so we got it down. And it's over a dozen instructors, we're able to do healings on each other. You can practice on friends and family as well. And it will change your life dramatically. We also have a recording program, which is completely different than the sound healing program, coming up January 18th. As you might know, I wrote the number one selling books in the world in audio recording, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. And we've been teaching the recording classes for God more than 20 years. And it's really about how to use recording equipment and also how to create music that will affect people in a really deep way. So that starts January 18th online. Works really well online because you can see my screen and hear what I'm mixing and playing. It's good if you want to learn Pro Tools or Ableton or any digital audio workstation. We also have our voice analysis software training that's going to be December 4th, and you can purchase the software and use it. You can even use it online. It's a good way to have a business these days while a lot of places are shut down. And the software is $888. We also have treatments we can do online for $85 if you want to check it out. You can find that at voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also have all of our classes, information If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you just click on the Globe Institute. You can find all of our classes. And then we also have our Sound Healing Store, where we have over 300 sound healing instruments and pieces of equipment. And we've got like music, we've got over 100 CDs, including CDs you can put on the body. We've got books and videos, my sound healing book as well. We have frosted bowls, alchemy bowls, quartzophone, which is like a crystal harp, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums and rattles, chimes, tuning forks, and all these melodic instruments like the sansula, which is like a finger piano or a kalimba, and the free note, which is like a xylophone, and the wood drums and hand pans. We also have the Miracle Eye Cube, which is three tesla light coils wrapped around 9 inert noble gases that puts out a ghetto wave for 30 miles. It will change the energy of your place. Biomats, water frequency devices, and then we've got sacred geometry pendants and sacred geometry structures and color and light programs as well. So that's the store. Then we have our therapy center where we've got all these different treatments. The main treatment we're doing right now, though, is the voice analysis. And we also are doing the home note, so the root frequency entrainment. And we can also not only find your home note, but we can also get binaural beats tuned precisely to you. And delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning and sports, and beta for thinking and processing, and then gamma for blissing out. And that's way more effective than tuned to you. And then we've got our research foundation, where we have the Medical Sound Association that's free to join. Our next meeting is November 14th. And November 21st, and it's on how to work with depression with sound. And then we also have, that's under medicalsoundassociation.com. And then we also have the actual Sound Education Association. If you go to soundeducationcenter.com, we have over 500 exercises for kids that you can download, and they're really effective. So that's all the different things happening at the Institute. So let me tell you about the conference that's going on right now. Right now, Elizabeth Grant is presenting. So you could leave now and go check it out if you want. She talks about learning disabilities for kids and the Tomatis research, which really talks a lot about how the ear works to create, especially, or doesn't work to create disabilities. She also talks about how bone conduction, as sound goes across the bones in the head, it needs to actually sync up with the sound at the other ear by the time it crosses over. And if it doesn't, it can create learning disabilities and make it for kids to just be able to understand what people are saying. And this is really very little known. And then there's Judy Satori that's coming up at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I played a little bit of Judy last time, but let me play a little bit more of Judy right now. I'll just play like a minute here because she's a total trip, okay?
This set of transmissions is designed to pump new life
I'm gonna fast forward
into
here.
The cells.
I'm gonna fast forward. A good week. serious downloads, right? Really serious downloads. So she does a whole healing on your soul, right? And that's coming up at 6 p.m. Pacific. It's a free conference. You know, you can go to globesoundhealingconference.com and then, you know, simply click on register and it's free. You know, and again, there's 2 weeks of free listening if you can't make it right now, or if you're listening to a recording of me right now. Okay. And then tomorrow, we have Her Holiness Amma Sri Karunamayi Devi. She's almost as big as Amma. She's doing huge work. She's got ashrams around the world. We actually recorded her in India, so there's a few glitches here and there. But she's amazing. She's like feeding 600,000 people in India, right? And helping clean up the waters. She's doing amazing work. And just this light beam, total light beam, right? And she does chants and mantras and shares some of them. And then Jonathan Quinton, oh my God. Jonathan Quinton is one of the masters of sacred geometry. He has some really beautiful sacred geometry, but he just talks about in detail how the golden mean ratio is in everything, and he goes to it into it in detail. And you basically, at the end, I got this sense, this is the way, the pattern that God uses to create our universe. And it's, so it's like you're really looking at God when you look at these sacred geometry structures or animations. And he's just got some beautiful sacred geometry. So it's very cool. He's been doing it for like 40 years. Okay. And then Sonia Draculich, oh my God, she's just got one of the most beautiful and powerful voices of anybody I've ever seen. Right? She's really amazing and works with some ancient energies. And so she talks about using the voice to heal yourself. And then Randy, oh my God, Randy goes off the deep end. Randy's already kind of off the deep end doing some really beautiful work on how sound, geometry, and color and light all fit together. But in this presentation, he talks about the way numbers are, and the you can even use numbers to do healing. Actually, I had a guy that actually did a healing on my stomach because I was having some stomach problems last week. And he used six numbers to actually heal my stomach, right? He puts these numbers, he mentally puts the numbers in my stomach. It's like, oh my God, what a trip. There's a guy named Grabovoi that's mapped out the whole body based on numbers, right? But Randy also talks about the solfeggio frequencies and how they came from numerology. You know, there's a lot of frequencies that we use in the field that totally come from numerology, where they're changing letters to numbers, right? We even sell tuning forks of different archangels where we change the letters to the numbers to get the frequency. But there's also just a lot of cool numbers that we use. So he talks about, you know, 111, 1111, triple numbers, you know, all these auspicious numbers that we use even as frequencies now. It's just really interesting. It's a total trip, right? And then tomorrow at 6 p.m., I have a detailed presentation on how to use sound for sleep, pain, PTSD, ADD, anxiety, depression, grief, autism, Parkinson's, dementia, and traumatic brain injury. As I've mentioned, at medicalsoundassociation.com, if you click on integrative sound, we have treatment plans for all these different issues in detail. These come from our students and also from the Medical Sound Association meetings. Right? So in these treatment plans, we've got all the medical details about the issue, the causes, and the current treatments. And then we have the conceptual framework, the approach that we are taking with sound and vibration and frequencies to deal with this issue. So in my presentation, I go through the approaches in detail for the conference tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific. So we talk about how to approach each one of these, because there's, you know, I mean, one approach for every one of them is just to get people into a place of peace and coherence and stillness, right? But there's a million ways you can do that with sound. I mean, there's all types of instruments. There's the voice. There's energy work. I mean, goodness, there's a ton of ways. So the approach gives you the overall aspect. And the approach is different for different issues, right? Anxiety, we're going to look at calming. Whereas depression, we're going to look at activation, right? So it is going to be different. With PTSD, you have to be really careful because a lot of people aren't ready to talk and you don't want to trigger the PTSD. So there's different approaches for different issues, right? Today we're going to be talking about sleep and pain, actually in more detail than I go through in the conference. So again, free to join globesoundhealingconference.com, free playback for the next 2 weeks. And if you want to download it, it's only $97. You can download all the videos, not only the videos from all of the presenters from this conference, but you actually get all of the videos from the last two conferences we do if you do the $97. So you get the Brain Conference and last year's conference. And there's just some really amazing, I was just blown away myself by the presenters, especially this year. It's like really cool. Okay, so that's our conference going on as we speak, right? Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about pain and sleep. You should probably talk about pain first, because if you talk about sleep, you might miss the pain, right? Especially if we play any sounds. Okay. Pain. Pain can be dealt with in multiple ways. You can actually just play music or anything someone likes. You know, if you do anything you love, your brain creates a bit of serotonin and dopamine, right? And that will actually go into each cell in your body and help get rid of the pain or help it so you don't feel the pain. There is the aspect of distraction, right, where you're just not thinking about it, right? But also to actually just go and get blissed out, and there's actual chemicals that get sent to throughout your body to calm the pain, which can actually get rid of the pain, because you know the problem with pain is it creates this vicious cycle, right? It's a spiral where you get into pain, and then your body kind of freaks out, you get stressed about it, your body tightens up, you get anxiety around the pain, and it creates more pain, right? God blew it on this one, right? God really just blew it. I mean, it's like, I know we need to know when there's something wrong, right, God? I know that. I understand that part. But you've gone off the deep end a little bit too much, right? Such that people are actually debilitated by these messages that there's something wrong, right? It's a little too much, God, right? Need to reel it in, right? So that's the big thing. Oops. Okay. There we go. Let me get my screen back. Skype's doing its thing. Let me just get rid of Skype and then we won't get those messages. Okay, cool. Okay, so you can actually just listen to beautiful music and get rid of this pain, right? That's one way to work with it. And but often, you know, after you listen to beautiful music, the pain comes back. So the other way to deal with pain is to actually make sounds to work with it. Now, years ago, I had I got out of the shower and I was reaching for a towel and I fell on the side of the tub and actually broke a rib. And so I started screaming, right? And I noticed that when I was screaming, there's no pain. So I screamed for about 3 hours until I got so tired I couldn't scream anymore. Of course, no one could be in the room, right? And then years ago, when I had appendicitis, the worst part was when they pulled the tape off the actual IV and it would pull my hair, right? So I'd scream. And that was really cool because the pain was short-lived, so I wouldn't feel the pain when I screamed, and then it would be done, right? And until the nurse came in and says, "Dave, you're freaking the people out down the hallway. They think someone's dying in here." And then the doctor came in and said, "You know why it is that you're feeling no pain when you scream?" And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because when you fill up the nerve endings with the information of sound, there's no more room for the information of the pain to get in. And so the nerve can only handle so much information." So then I realized you don't have to scream. You could just tone, you could do any vowel. Right? That's really helpful because it actually fills up the nerve endings. I even learned that even toning silently, right, doing it in your head will help, but it doesn't fill up the nerve endings as much, right? But it can be really helpful because it's replacing that chaotic vibration of the pain with a sound. I've also found that I think I've got it right here. No, I guess I don't have it right here. That a tuning fork of 108 hertz, and I haven't tested all frequencies, right? But I found 108 hertz because I have tried like lower frequencies and higher frequency tuning forks, but 108 seems to work quite well on pain. I actually had a woman, a friend who burnt her finger and she put a tuning fork right on it. It's always best if you get it right on immediately. And then she burnt her other finger, right? And didn't put the tuning fork on it. The next day, the one with the tuning fork, it was gone. It was healed. And the one without the tuning fork had a big blister, right? So, but just to get rid of the pain itself, I found that actually 108 actually works quite well. Now, ultimately, we can also work on the nerves that are carrying the information from the part of the body where there's pain to the brain. Once we find those frequencies, we can actually really be able to mitigate pain in a big way, you know, or just find the frequency. I mean, I had kidney stones last year to be able to find the frequency of the ureter. That's, you know, because that's the problem with kidney stones. They're too big for the tube going from your kidneys down to the bladder, the ureter, right? And so we should have frequencies for that so we can get rid of that horrible pain, right? I mean, with just a little bit of research, I mean, probably with just like even $1 million, which is not that much for research these days, we could come up with precisely what frequencies to get rid of all the different types of pain, right? Let me show you actually here the whole document on pain on the Medical Sound Association. Let me see if I still have it up. Let's see. Medical sound. Yep, I do. Okay, here we go. So let's go into the section on pain. Okay. So if you look here, there's a lot of different types of pain. There's neuropathic pain, there's nociceptive pain, they're activated when there's an injury, right? The neuropathic is from nerve problems. There's somatic pains, which come from the skin, muscles, ligaments, tendons, joints, bones. There's visceral pain, which are the internal organs and abdomen and chest cavity. There's body pain, which is usually from an overuse of a a limb, you know, or a part of the bank, the body. And it's also, there's pains that come from infection, illness, or medicine you've taken, right? So all these different pains are going to require different sets of frequencies, right? So this is not rocket science to figure out. It's really very easy. With just some research, we could, you know, apply different frequencies to the body for these different issues. Now, here's the cool thing. We've already got a whole set of frequencies that are really effective for pain. If you, in our store, you can find it, but you can find it also at soundloungecenter.com. We have all these cymatic frequencies for bones and nerves and ligaments and respiratory system and muscles. And they are really effective for pain. You can just wrap them on around the part of the body that's got pain with headphones, right? They are not frequencies. Actually, I'll go to where I'll play a little bit. Okay. So here, this is the store. If you click on cymatic frequencies, you can get all the different ones for arthritis and all types of issues. But here's some of the frequencies for cell regeneration. You don't listen to these. You play them on the body. And they're really effective. Everyone's a little different. Asthma, right? The bronchial garden for the brain, chronic fatigue. So we can start with these frequencies in our research because they're so effective. Also, I just want to let you know, because if you've got pain, this is so important to know about. You can actually use our sound loungers, right, which we have. Here's actually a sound lounge. It's a better picture down here. So we have our sound loungers that you can lay on. And those are good for systemic pain and also really good for just creating that dopamine so that the pain goes away. But what's really cool, and even better, sound tables as well, is actually you can use the dolphin, which vibrates, and it can be really helpful because you can get it closer to the actual spot where the pain is. But what's really effective are the bass pod and the bass belt. Let me go down to here so you can see them a little better. Okay, so here's the bass pod, which is like this little subwoofer that you can put right on the pain. If it's not too much. I mean, if you just broke a bone, you don't put it right on the bone until a couple of weeks after, right? But you can put it around close to the pain. But, you know, if it's not just recent, you put it right on it. And then we've got the bass belt that you can strap on, and you get the three-speaker or two speakers, or we even have a vest we're working on as well. And you play those frequencies of just talking about on the body, and it's just like, oh my God, it's like miracle, right? I had some lower back pain a couple of times really badly, and within 20 minutes, completely gone. And didn't come back, right? And this guy had whiplash. His pain was on a scale of 7 to 9 for 2 years. And after 15 minutes with the bass belt, he was down to 2 for the first time in 2 years. It's just really shocking how effective. But it's just, the potential here is just huge to get rid of the pain for all these different types of pain completely, right? I mean, it's really, really huge to be able to totally get rid of every pain. So I would say within 5 years, we're going to drastically change the whole world of pain, which, of course, means people aren't addicted to pain medications. I mean, at a certain point, you just got to take them, right? If you're just like debilitated. And now we'll have a way to get rid of the pain all the time and no longer have to do these horrible drugs, right? Okay. So, ultimately, with frequencies, we'll be able to repair the nerves that are causing the pain, repair the muscles, repair whatever is a problem by actually doing basic sound surgery, right? Okay. I want to go ahead and play a song that will, if you've got any pain, should take you out of it. This is one of my most powerful songs. It's called Enlightenment. And I play it a lot because I just love it. So let me play Enlightenment. And this isn't, don't play this on the body. This one is just for listening. And just bliss out, enjoy the energy of this song. It's really the essence of enlightenment is what the intention of the song is about. Okay, enjoy. nice. Okay, let's talk about sleep. You know, a lot of people use things before they go to sleep, including sound, just mellow music, right, to relax, and that's good. But really, if you have sleep problems, the whole key is to go to peace and calm multiple times through the day. It's really through the day that affects your sleep at night. I mean, if you're anxious all day or got stress going on all day, and then you go, how come the sleep aid's not working at night, right? Well, goodness, your whole system is wired, right? You need to be able to actually meditate, and you don't have to even meditate because that's work, but get on a sound table, listen to sound healing music, play an instrument, do something to get you to a place of stillness multiple times through the day, right? And that might mean just listening to a song for 5 minutes, right? That like what we just played, right? And just go to a place of stillness. And then just take a minute to relax before you go back to work. Because otherwise your system's just going to be buzzing, right? And it's going to be much harder. Of course, there's all different types of things around sleep. I mean, I take a bath a lot, right, before I go to sleep. But also, you know, I mean, the obvious things are to definitely not do computer or any blue light past, you know, a couple hours before you go to sleep, right? I don't even take my computer into the bedroom anymore. I only read physical books at night before I go to sleep instead of things on the computer. And that's helped dramatically. I never have trouble with sleep, right? But there's another thing that's really effective regardless of all of that, and that is binaural beats with music tuned to you, right? Now, I've got the sleep CD that's really effective, but when you can actually use delta binaural beats that are actually tuned to you, then it's even way more effective, right? So delta, of course, are the brainwave rhythm, wah, 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 between 0.5 and 4 that you are in when you're asleep. It's the rhythm of your brain when you're in deep sleep, not dreaming, in delta sleep, which is critical. You need like an hour and a half of that each night or you will die, right? It is critical. And it happens actually within normally the first 2 to 3 hours, normally the first 2 hours after you go to sleep is when you go into deep delta. It varies a bit, but that's the main time you really need to have uninterrupted sleep. And if it gets interrupted, you won't feel rested the next day. I mean, theta through the rest of the night will make you not feel rested if you don't get that, right? If you don't sleep through the night. But if you don't get through delta, if you don't get into delta for an hour and a half, I mean, eventually you'll die. Because God has set it up that we have to go back to source every night. And when you're in delta, you're 100% synchronized to source being regenerated. It kind of seems a little controlling. I'm sorry. It's perfect, God. That one's perfect. Okay, that's fine. We probably need to go back to source every night or we'd be in trouble, right? So you got to get that hour and a half. And tuning the binaural beats of delta, whoa, 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 to you can be really effective, right? Now, this song happens to be tuned to me. It's really effective. It's in B, and I'll play a little bit of it. If I go to sleep, you guys just continue on, right? Okay. Okay, so let me play. This is Calm Sleep, and I've got an hour version. I'm going to play just the last 5 minutes of it because it's really effective, even if this one's not tuned to you, but we tune it to you, it's going to be even better. Okay, let me fast forward near the end here when it gets really mellow. Okay, check this out for a few minutes. actually my best seller on iTunes is this CD. It's really, I have people that it's worked for dramatically. It really helped. In the sleep CD, of course, the slow tempo, not too many high frequencies, right? Kind of boring. It's actually the chord progression is really important. With some chord progressions, like musical fifths, it's like you want to, there's kind of inertia to move you to the next note. It's like da 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 da. Right? It's like almost stressful to go to the, if you don't go da, da 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 da, right? Whereas if you use musical fourths, it's you kind of hover and there's no inertia and it actually helps go to sleep. So there's the chord progressions are really important as well as the frequencies and the binaural beats embedded in this, which are rhythms to entrain your brain into sleep. So that can be really helpful. The research has shown that when we tune it to you, it's like way more effective, right? So just wanted to share that so that you know it's out there and you might could use it because it's a very cool thing. So I want to share with you a sound bath that I did for the conference here at home, right? So, and actually it's the conference, let's see, here's the conference opening. Actually, I'm going to do, see if we have time, I'm going to do the closing one because it's a little longer. You might have just enough time for that one. If, let me see how long it is. It's 9 minutes, so yeah, that'd be perfect. Okay, so I'm going to play this closing for the conference. And it's just a sound bath at my home overlooking the ocean here, the entrance to the Bay of San Francisco. It's Golden Gate Bridge. Let's see. Go to here. Come on. Uh-oh. There's no video here. That's interesting. It's not playing. Let me see. Okay, let me try opening it again. Let me see if it's there. Try it one more time. That part plays, but this part didn't play. Okay, I guess we'll try the opening. See if the opening works. I think these worked. See if this one works. Oh, I see. These are the wrong videos. This is just the opening and closing videos of the conference. Okay, so it's not the right one. So, let me play something else. Here we go. Okay, so let me play, since we got some time, I thought that would work, but it's not. Oh, let's see if this works. Let me find the version before I put compression on it. See if the quality should be good enough. Okay, here we go. Okay, so here's the here we go. Here's the sound opening for sound bath. Okay, here we go. Check this out. Yeah, enjoy this. Okay, let me fast forward into it.
Hi there. Welcome to the 10th annual.
False statement.
That we may end up with 100% abundance for every
okay.
tune.
Let me try it here.
That whatever you need or desire. Welcome to the 10th annual Sound Healing Conference.
Okay, now we got it.
We set our intention that you may receive whatever you need or desire. From this conference. We ask for help from any of our guides, ascended masters, archangels, and positive aliens. Only for our highest good. We also set the intention that through this information around sound healing, that we may end up with 100% abundance for every single person on this planet. No one is ever suffering. Precisely how to get rid of any disease with no side effects and bring people into a higher state of consciousness so the disease doesn't even come around anymore, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. We also set the intention that all relationships resolve. Harmony and heart connection between every single person on the planet. If we had all the money in the world, we wouldn't need money anymore. We would just be helping each other and healing ourselves and healing each other. To the San Francisco Bay with the Golden Gate Bridge there and the sound of the ocean in the background accompanying this sound bath. Thank you. throughout your entire system from now on.
That energy through the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening.